Personaje de la semana, Lee Tong. Annie, ¿qué vamos a hacer ahora?
Un poco de compresión auditiva.
Que siempre viene bien, ¿verdad?
Uh-huh.
¿A que sí? ¿Un poquito?
Un poquito.
Pues vamos a ver, o escucha más bien dicho, la historia de Lee Tong, ¿ok?
Vale.
Lee Tong es un señor que viene de la China. Como siempre, la gran mayoría de los verbos en este texto vienen en el, o vienen expresado, en el presente simple, con lo cual es una oportunidad excelente de repasar el presente simple, o de repasar este tiempo verbal.
Uh-huh.
¿Ok? Bien, entonces, presta atención, y luego si no entiendes todo a la primera, pues simplemente vuelve a escuchar la historia. Y el objetivo, por supuesto, es llegar a poder contestar a todas las preguntas que vienen a continuación en el libro. Lee Tong is 36 years old. He lives in a small apartment with his wife and young daughter in Shanghai, a city with a population of 15 million people. He works in a factory near the port that makes telephones for the big demand that exists in the new China. Lee's apartment is very small. He and his wife sleep in one bedroom, and their daughter sleeps on a small bed in the living room. Lee's factory is doing very well, and Lee's salary is increasing. Now he has a television, a telephone, and a washing machine. His wife wants to work, and she's looking for a job. His daughter goes to a public school every day near their house. Her grandfather comes to the house at 8:30 every morning and takes her to school. He takes her home again at 1 o'clock for lunch and takes her back to school at 2. Her last class ends at 5 o'clock, and the grandfather takes her home again. The grandfather has lunch with his granddaughter every day. Lee goes to work every day by bicycle. He leaves home at 5 o'clock in the morning. It takes him almost an hour to get to the factory. He works there from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. He gets back home at 3. He takes some food to work every morning. His wife prepares the food the night before and puts it in Lee's shoulder bag. He usually eats a chicken sandwich, but sometimes his wife doesn't have any chicken. In these cases, she prepares tofu, a popular food made from soybeans. Lee lives relatively well in comparison with the majority of people in Shanghai. He is a member of the new middle class that is starting to appear in China. ¿Lo tienes todo, Annie?
Lo tengo todo.
¿Seguro?
Seguro.
¿A la primera?
Hazme la prueba.
Que no, mujer, yo te creo. No te preocupes.